Javon White, 6'3 senior, St. Pius Lansing.
Javon White at the three-point line, gets double-teamed, spin move through the lane, up with it, and it falls in. Athletic play for Javon White.
Javon shot nearly 50% during his senior season, averaging a double-double per night with 19.3 points per game and pulling down 10.5 rebounds per night while adding 2.7 to assists.
Javon White, St. Pius Lansing.
We are talking now with Javon White, a member of the St. Pius Lancers boys basketball team and also a member of the regional radio dream team. Javon named for the first time in his career, a senior with the St. Pius boys basketball team. Javon, congratulations on being named the dream team. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? And thank you.
I'm good. How does it feel to be named the dream team?
It's pretty good. I've been just working hard. Didn't expect to get it.
A very good year for you and another good year for the St. Pius Lancers. I know this was a year where you kind of had to, I guess, a little bit bigger, big shoes to fill with Isaiah Hennessy graduating last year and you kind of taking over that spot. And I don't know if maybe that's how you looked at it, but is that kind of how you looked at it and felt, all right, now I need to step up and step into Isaiah's shoes and fill in for him?
I didn't really look at it like that. I mean, I kind of did. I mean, that's how everybody else looked at it. But I was ready to step up, and I was just waiting for my turn.
You felt you didn't have to be Isaiah. You just had to be yourself, but you just had to step up and take over a larger role with several seniors graduating, basically.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, what was that like for you, just having to do that, having to maybe increase your scoring, maybe take over leadership a little bit more? Was that difficult, and how do you feel like you handled that this year?
I mean, it was pretty hard at first. I mean, like the first couple of weeks of basketball, I didn't expect Coach to push me as hard as he did. I mean, we butted heads at the beginning of the year and kind of worked it out after that, and never had a problem after that. So I think I handled it pretty good.
What was he pushing you to do, and what was it that you just weren't ready for that, or just didn't maybe understand what he was wanting from you?
I guess just mostly being a vocal leader.
Gotcha. And is that just kind of not really your style, or you're not really a vocal person?
No, I usually just let the game come.
Gotcha. So you kind of had to, but I mean, do you feel like you were able to do that and become what that vocal leader that you needed to be?
Yeah.
With another conference championship for you this year and another good year. Obviously, you guys started the season pretty slow, but you played some very good basketball, very good opponents early. You really picked it up as the year went on. What was the difference maybe in the beginning of the year, any to later in the year when you were playing really well going into the district tournament? The difference between the first half and the second half of the season.
The first half of the season, I think it was really slow because we played like big name schools, like we played Chaminade. We was in their tournament, and there's a lot of good name schools in there. We played Poplar Bluff. They got a really good freshman that came in. Just a lot of good big schools that they scheduled to make us better, and it did in the long run.
Yeah, how
plus,
did
I guess?
Yeah, how did that help prepare you for later in the year?
It helped prepare us because there is more competition, better competition that we played through the beginning of the season that just helped us develop throughout the rest of the season.
You know, at the beginning of the year, you knew you guys were playing all those very good schools and not winning a ton of the game. Was that frustrating? Just did you, knowing that, okay, you guys may be better than this, but you're not seeing it on the court, or you know, you're losing games, but you know, you're losing to very good teams. Was it frustrating to know, did you feel like maybe you were better than what your record said at the time, and it frustrating just not being able to put those wins together at that point?
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating. I mean, just we had to get a lot of players to start playing the way that they really needed to play. I mean, because last year, Tryson, I guess, just butted heads with Coach Mays, and he just fell out of his game after that, and it really hurt us, I guess.
So with this season and this being your senior year, your final year with St. Pius, just how do you feel like you played this year, and do you feel like, do you have any, whether there are any regrets, or do you feel like you played as well as you could?
I mean, I played my heart out. I mean, I wish I could have got a district title. I mean, that's all I wanted for my senior year, really.
Yeah. But
I think I went out pretty good. I guess it's time to get to college.
Yeah, so what is next for you when it comes to college?
Forest Park has offered me a scholarship. I got to go up there and see the school and do a workout with them and see how that goes.
That's Forest Park Community College. Is that a two-year school?
Yeah.
And so they offered you to come play there, but you haven't. So you haven't made a visit there yet, but you have an offer there, and you just have to decide if you want to go there or not.
Yeah.
Were there other schools that you've been looking at or have offers from, but haven't decided yet?
No, I mean, I wasn't even going to decide to play basketball, but then I knew I'd regret it if I didn't.
So when did Forest Park reach out to you?
Yeah, they reached out to me. The coach saw me play in the Chaminade tournament, and he said he wanted to see how I was doing at the end of the season. So he came through.
And it was
at the end.
And it was talking to him that made you decide that you do want to keep playing basketball in college?
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless that you really don't like what you see up there, you feel like you're probably going to continue playing basketball at Forest Park there?
Yeah.
All right. What is it that you plan on majoring in?
That I have not decided yet.
Okay.
I'm still deciding on that.
All right. Sounds good. That's Javon White, a member of the St. Pius Lancers boys basketball team and a member of the Regional Radio Dream Team. Javon, again, congratulations and best of luck in your future. Thank you.
Thank you.